That time of year thou mayest in me behold, when yellow leaves, or none, or few, do hang upon those boughs which shake against the cold, bare ruined choirs, where late the sweet birds sang. In me thou seest the twilight of such day as after sunset fadeth in the west, which by and by black night doth take away, death's second self that seals up all in rest. In me thou seest the glowing of such fire that on the ashes of his youth doth lie, as the deathbed, whereon it must expire, consumed with that which it was nourished by. This thou perceivest, which makes thy love more strong, to love that well which thou must leave ere long. You're listening to The Underword on CICK 93.9 Smithers Community Radio, broadcasting from Cassia territory of the Gidimden Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation in Smithers, BC. My name is Gavin Smith, and The Underword is a show that explores where old poets turn up in modern music. Thanks to our sponsor, Bulkley Valley Farmers Market. And if you're listening to this and it's not a repeat, the last of those farmers markets is this Saturday, October 11th, 8:30 to 12:30, right before Thanksgiving. So it's a good time to get your, I don't know, root vegetables, or maybe you just want a cookie. You can get a cookie there. No one's going to judge you. At the start of this episode, you heard an appropriately autumnal sonnet number 73 from today's feature, an obscure poet, William Shakespeare. I think that's right. I'm just joking. Of course, that is William Shakespeare. You know who it is. He's a poet, actor, and playwright born in Stratford-upon-Avon, England, in 1564, believed to have died in 1616. He is undoubtedly the most famous playwright in the English language, but he is also well-loved for his 154 sonnets, first published together in 1609. We're going to get right into things with some music, and it's a Canadian indie rock icon. For a brief time, their debut album claimed the title as the best-selling independent release in Canadian history, until eclipsed by the Bare Naked Ladies. This is Toronto band Lowest of the Low with 4 o'clock Stop, the opening track from their 1991 debut, Shakespeare My Butt. Thank you.
dressed in green. You're still beautiful in blue and every other color in between, but rainbows are the skies. Hesitation is for sad, regretful eyes and long goodbye.
Like as the waves move towards the pebbled shore, so do our minutes hasten to their end, each changing place with that which goes before. In sequent toil all forwards do contend. Nativity once in the mane of light crawls to maturity, wherewith being crowned, crooked eclipses gainst the glory fight. And time that gave doth now his gift confound. Time doth transfix the flourish set on youth, and delves the parallels in beauty's brow, feeds on the rarities of nature's truth, and nothing stands but for his scythe to mow. And yet to times in hope my verse shall stand, praising thy worth despite his cruel hand. That was Shakespeare's Sonnet 60, and before that you were listening to Lowest of the Low with 4 o'clock Stop. I should say that today I am reading from the Sonnets of William Shakespeare from the Smithers Public Library. Shout out to the Smithers Public Library. And this particular book is written in very fancy calligraphy, which is hard to read. And it was specially commissioned for this edition of the book back in the day when such things were done, namely the 1970s. And they kept the original spelling from the 1600s. And so some words are very hard to read, but I'm committed, so I'm doing it. I'm not finding things online, but if you find me struggling over words, that's probably why, because they're not real words, some of the words that are in here, or not real in the modern sense. Now, we could easily do 10 episodes on music that references Shakespeare in regards to his plays, from the Tragically Hip to Elton John to the Lumineers to the Beatles and on and on. But we are looking for something that is surprisingly a lot harder to find. Music that draws from his poetry, namely those sonnets. Arguably the modern musician who is most dedicated to Shakespeare's sonnets is another CanCon icon, which is fun to say, CanCon icon, Rufus Wainwright, having released a 16-track album of Shakespeare's sonnets entitled Take All My Loves in 2016, that album features some interesting cameos, including Helena Bonham Carter, Carrie Fisher, and the one, the only, William Shatner. It's actually a very sci-fi heavy cameo list, for some reason. Wainwright also put 3 of Shakespeare's sonnets to music in his 2010 release, All Days or Nights, Songs for Lulu, the title of which itself borrows a line from Shakespeare's Sonnet 43, which is, All Days or Nights, to see until I see thee. And I've got to say, not all of Wainwright's takes are my cup of tea, personally, but I do like his stripped-down version of Shakespeare's Sonnet 20, which appears on All Days or Nights, and it is entitled, very simply, Sonnet 20. So this is Rufus Wainwright with Sonnet 20. Full many a glorious morning I have seen, flatter the mountain tops with sovereign eye, kissing with golden face the meadows green, gilding pale streams with heavenly alchemy. Anon permit the basest clouds to ride with ugly rack on his celestial face, and from the forlorn world his visage hide, stealing unseen to west with this disgrace. Even so my sun one early morn did shine with all triumphant splendor on my brow, but out, alack, he was but 1 hour mine. The region cloud hath massed him from me now. Yet him for this my love no whit disdaineth. Suns of the world may stain where heaven's sun staineth. That was Sonnet 33 by Shakespeare, and before that, you were listening to Rufus Wainwright's take on Sonnet 20 by Shakespeare. And I have to say, very challenging to put one of Shakespeare's sonnets just purely to music. And I think he does a very good job with that. It's a difficult task, and it's quite a lovely song. We are going to move on now to a pretty familiar artist, Sting. And Sting, in 1987... put out an album entitled Nothing Like the Sun, and we're going to play the track Sister Moon from that album, both of which, the song Sister Moon and the album, reference the line from Shakespeare's Sonnet 130, which might be familiar to you. It goes a little bit like this. He buys time as he finds. 130 in the book. This is how it goes. My mistress's eyes are nothing like the sun. Curall is fair more red than her lips red. If snow be white, why then her breasts are dun. If hairs be wires, black wires grow on her head. I have seen roses demasked, red and white, but no such roses see I in her cheeks. And in some perfumes is there more delight than in the breath that from my mistress reeks. I love to hear her speak, yet well I know that music hath a far more pleasing sound. I grant I never saw a goddess go, my mistress when she walks treads on the ground. And yet by heaven I think my love as rare as any she belied with false compare. There you go, and the line, nothing like the sun, is of course the foundation for Sting's name of his album, Nothing Like the Sun, as well as Sister Moon, which you're about to hear right now.
Sister Moon,
silver light, I would gaze at your face the whole night through. I'd go out of my mind but for you. I'd go out of my mind but for you. Lying in a mother's arms, the primal root of a woman's charms. I'm a stranger to the sun, my eyes are too weak. How cold is a heart when it's warmth that he sees? Watch every night, you don't care what I do. I go out of my mind but for you. I go out of my mind but for you. My mistress' eyes are nothing like the sun. My hunger for her explains everything I've done. To howl at the moon the whole night through, and they really don't care if I do. I'd go out. Sister Moon.
When I have seen by time's fell hand defaced the rich, proud cost of outworn, buried age, when sometime lofty towers I see downraised and brass eternal slave to mortal rage, when I have seen the hungry ocean gain advantage on the kingdom of the shore, and the firm soil win of the watery main increasing store with loss and loss with store, when I have seen such interchange of state, or state itself confounded to decay, ruin hath taught me thus to ruminate, that time will come and take my love away. This thought is as death which cannot choose but weep to have that which it fears to lose. That was Sonnet 64, and before that, you were listening to the buttery smooth, smoky voice of Sting in that uniquely 1980s song from Nothing Like the Sun, Sister Moon. Now we're going to conclude the episode with a band and a song that actually breaks the rule I set out not 15 minutes ago at the beginning of this episode. It is not connected to a sonnet, but the connection to Shakespeare is very strong, and it happens to be a band I like, and I'm the only one picking songs, and you probably don't care, and or you have no legal recourse for my breaking of these rules. Radiohead has multiple connections to Shakespeare. Most recently, the entire 2003 Radiohead release Hail to the Thief was recast as the score to an adaptation of Hamlet, entitled, straightforwardly, Hamlet, Hail to the Thief. Thom Yorke himself assisted with orchestration of the project, which hit the stage to great critical acclaim in May 2025, so it's quite recent. But the earlier and perhaps the best-known connection between Radiohead and the Bard is through Baz Luhrmann's 1996 film Romeo and Juliet, starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Claire Danes. Two Radiohead songs actually appear in the film. The first is a remixed version of Talk Show Host, which was a B-side to Radiohead's hit single Street Spirit, Fade Out. But the second song was specially commissioned for the film by Lerman and would go on to become one of Radiohead's best-loved tracks. Radiohead was given, by Lerman, a clip of the last 30 minutes of the film before it was finished production and asked to come up with something to close out the film. Tom York said they began work on the song based on the clip of Claire Danes, who was, of course, Juliet, holding a Colt 45 to her head. The song closes out the film, but it does not appear on the Romeo and Juliet soundtrack because it would go on to be a key track on Radiohead's subsequent release, 1997's OK Computer. York credited the song with helping to shape the direction of that album, and he has said that it, quote, was the first performance we'd ever recorded where every note of it made my head spin. Something I was proud of, something I could turn up really, really loud and not wince at any moment. Now, you've been listening to The Underword with Gavin Smith on CICK 93.9 Smithers Community Radio. Why don't you go ahead and turn this up really, really loud and not wince at any moment, hopefully. This is Radiohead with Exit Music for a Film.
From your sleep, the drying of your tears. Today we escape, we escape. Past and get dressed before your father hears us, before all hell breaks loose. A song, a song to keep us warm. There's such a chill, such a chill. That you chose.